Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM.
I think you always have to go back to the fundamentals, right? And like first principle thinking. So seeing all this, seeing everything that happened in 2020, 2021, and now as we're quote unquote entering a downturn, it's knowing that the market is moody. It has cycles, but you as an individual and as an investor have to be neutral.
Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Hey there, real quick before we jump into the episode, I want to ask you a quick question. Did you know that on this show, I love to answer your money questions and share your success stories? Your questions can be vague, in depth, or just anything in between. You can stay anonymous or share your first name. It is completely up to you. And there are no dumb questions. Okay, we've got a short little form you can fill out to have your questions or success story shared in an upcoming Shauna Shares episode. Just click over to the show notes and tap on the link or head straight to bit.ly/Shauna Shares. Cool? Okay, on to the episode. Welcome, ETMers, to another episode. It is sure to get your mind buzzing. You know, the world of investing, it has largely been monopolized by companies that offer what I feel an outdated way of investing. Most investment companies, they don't offer any community amongst members or any type of education to really help you. Enter Eve and Anam, two 25-year-old phenoms who are also the co-founders of Alinea. Alinea is this super cool investing community that helps its investors take a look under the hood to meet the people behind the company, aligning their investors' impact, interests, and personal values with their investments. Eve and Anam are sharing how to invest in this new era, why including social sharing is so key when it comes to investing, and so much more. They detail in this episode their journey to creating Alinea and how they are taking on the big boys like Robinhood and other old school investment firms to provide you with a better investing community. That's right, I said community, and these powerhouse women mean it. Oh, and by the way, they are seriously smart when it comes to knowing how to invest wisely. I'll let them take it from here. Your mission is you really want to change how the next generation invests. And we both know that the old way of investing just, it isn't working anymore. And I think the system really needs to be changed. I think it can be changed. And I love the concept of what you both are working on. But the big question I think really is can you actually change the next generation of investing?
No. The billion-dollar question.
we start strong.
No, I don't think it's about changing the next generation of investing. So the next generation is already changed. Gen Z is vastly different from previous generations. They are the most diverse generation. 50% of them are born to immigrant parents. They're on track to be the best educated generation. We're digital natives. We're social media natives. So we are different. And that means we need a different investing platform and a different investing experience. So my answer to that question is, yes, it's inevitable.
Yeah. And how do you think technology has really played into changing how we invest? You know, when I talk to, you know, my parents and think about their generation, which is obviously much older, didn't grow up with cell phones, didn't have all of these apps, you know, still kind of scratch their head at like Robinhood and apps like that. They're still kind of unsure about crypto movements. You know, all of it is just foreign to them. What role do you think technology has really played in helping investing really reach, I guess, the masses?
Yeah, technology has really made it accessible for the mass generation, especially for our generation. We can create a broker account, especially on Alinea, in as little as 60 seconds, which is crazy to think about. That 30, 40 years ago, it was not at all the situation. You can start investing with 0.5 cents, essentially. You can invest in up to 10,000 investments today with as little as a dollar. So technology has played a huge role in making investing and personal finances more accessible.
Interesting. Okay. So then I'm also thinking about kind of a follow-up question to that is there still feels like for a lot of people listening that investing is like something they want to do. And it's something that we're hearing about a lot. And on social media, people are talking about it, but they're seems to be these roadblocks that are keeping a lot of us on the sidelines. You both are like knee deep into this. So I'm curious, like, is it fear? Is it lack of knowledge? Is it lack of a disposable income? Like what's happening out there that's keeping a lot of us from starting to invest?
We've conducted so much research on this. We've conducted thousands of interviews, over 60 in-depth interviews, dozens of surveys, and young people, Gen Zs, generally cite two reasons. The first, and this especially applies to young women as well. So the first is lack of confidence, and the second is a lack of community. And the lack of confidence has twofold. So the first is not knowing enough and also not knowing where to start. And that really goes hand in hand. Something we're actively doing on the platform is bringing on editorial content and education and making things more visual. And the second part of it is the lack of community, which does go back to, you know, where do I start? What do I do? And having that support system is so important in everything you do in life, whether you're trying to go to the gym with a friend, whether you have a friend at work. And for so long, investing has been this single player activity. And especially with technology, with our, you know, constant connection with social media, it no longer has to be this way.
Yeah, I find that really interesting, the social component. And I find that younger and younger generations, like, we're open to sharing all sorts of money information that might make other people cringe, like how much money we make and where we're investing. Like, what do you both think is the secret sauce or the reason why people love to share socially what they're investing in? Like, what do we get out of that?
Well, with the rise of TikTok, I think our generation wants to share everything and wants to be honest, vulnerable, their most honest, safe self. And with investing, it becomes the same thing, right? You want to be able to share. I mean, we are a team of Gen Zs today. And every day when we walk into the office, it's all about, what are you investing in? Like, what are you thinking about these trends? And so we want to share, we want to learn from each other. And we're seeing that more and more with Gen Z.
I'll add in, it's authenticity and creativity. And that has generally not ever even been close to investing. And I think what Alinea allows Gen Zs and just people to do is be authentic, like have that authority, have that ownership. It's more than just buying a piece of a company, but really on the platform, you can curate your own investment collection, your playlist. It's a form of self-expression. So you're being authentic and you're being creative, and people love to share that with the world. So it's always interesting to wake up in the morning, go onto the app and see what people have created and where they're putting their money.
That's interesting. I love that word, authenticity. It's something that I'm striving to do every day. It isn't always easy, but I'm definitely striving for. So how do you see, like, focusing in on authenticity, how do you see having that as like a piece of someone's investing journey? How do you see it change for somebody?
Well, we see a lot of first-time investors investing in what they believe in. Right. So if I am very much into fighting climate change companies, I'm going to be backing those specific stocks. And so essentially it's in our big tagline at Alinea is invest in what you believe in. And it's very helpful for first time investors and for Gen Zs to invest and think that way when they're getting started with a new concept.
And with our playlist offering, there's also these thematic playlists you can invest in, like climate tech, green tech, veganism, LGBTQ+ empowerment. And so having those thematic playlists available to you just makes it easier to be authentic, to be creative, and to actually put your money in something you truly believe in.
Yeah, I want to ask you both a little bit more about this idea of playlists. Like, how did this come about? Because we normally think of it as portfolios, and we invest in different portfolios. And I know you're kind of spinning things around, so we're maybe changing our mindset around investing and looking at it a little bit differently. Like, how did you come up with the idea of playlists?
So the hardest part for a first-time investor when they start investing is picking and choosing. And even past that first point, people often start with a single stock, and that's not the way you should be investing. Like, institutional investors, wealthy people, do not put their money in a single stock. And we saw that disparity. It was incredibly frustrating. And we knew, like, diversification had to come as soon as you started. Obviously, that's not the sexiest word. And
ETFs are very complicated to explain to first-time investors.
ETFs,
they're not sexy. Yeah. They're not exciting. They also lack a lot of transparency. You only see the top 10 holdings. You don't see more than that. So the way we would explain ETFs essentially was a playlist of investments. And that's when the tagline kind of started picking up.
And then a lot of the feedback when we started like pushing people to invest towards ETF, they're like, well, can I pick what goes in it? What goes, like, what's in this? Like, what's behind the scenes? Like, people want control. They want autonomy. And nobody can really make the statement that a retail investor with the right information at their tips is no smarter than an institutional investor sitting in an office. And so having that autonomy is so vital and such a core focus of Alinea, having autonomy and creativity and authenticity. And that's what the playlists allow you to do. And the fun part is you can give them a name, you can give them a color, and have your collection and have it be available on the platform and share it with others.
I want to dive a little bit deeper into the concept of investing in what you believe in. And maybe you both can help me walk this out a little bit further, because I know there's probably somebody listening that like understands that theoretically, but still doesn't quite understand, okay, if I'm investing in what I believe in, like how do I narrow it down? How do I figure out what I actually believe in?
Right. So the easiest exercise is to look at the companies and the products you use the most. So if I'm using Apple products, the first thing I can, like the way that I can invest in what I believe in is in investing like in a fractional amount of like $5 into Apple to get started. But if I really love Lululemon products, I'm going to put some money into Lululemon. It's really looking at the companies, the brands you follow, you love, and you know are going to be around.
Yeah, and this is advice from Warren Buffett, and there's a reason to it, right? Like when Eve goes to Lululemon or she uses Apple products, she understands what the company is offering. She understands the demand of the market. She understands their business. She understands what could make that business go up or down. And it's really about having that understanding and knowledge of a business. And that's really what we mean when we say invest in what you believe in. So you're not blindly going into something.
Right. So it's something that you already understand. You know their products. You feel, use them, touch them, whatever it might be. So you have this idea of, you don't even have to dig kind of knee deep into the numbers. You do have this idea of how the business runs and operates and whether you believe in it, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you own all Apple products from your phone to your computer, why not own a bit of the company as well?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a worthy statement. I've given Apple a lot of my money, so yes. they should give me some back, right?
Absolutely.
Do you see different trends? You talked a little bit about women, but do you see different trends that really exist between women and male investors? Like, for example, I know just from being a certified financial planner, I had seen that women tend to be, this is just generically speaking, a little bit more conservative when it comes to investing, but they really want to invest. And so I'm just kind of curious if you guys have any kind of data or interesting research into different trends for, depending on the gender.
So on the Alinea app, women are 9 times more likely to invest in a playlist than a single stock or a crypto.
Wow.
And that is because it kind of covers all those concerns you mentioned. Women generally are a bit more risk averse. They want to do more research. They want to feel like they align with what they're investing in. And the playlist, like that vehicle allows them to do that. And especially young women, we have like a wellness and beauty playlist, and we have a health playlist or a veganism playlist, and they see things that feel relatable. I mean, if you've never invested or you're not exposed to the financial markets, just seeing all this terminology like EBITDA and graphs and all of that is incredibly overwhelming. So giving people something they understand and they resonate with, that has really helped women. And the second trend I will point to is that for a lot of young women today, and the entry point to investing is through cryptocurrencies. And we found that's because crypto is not just a relatively new asset class, but also it's so deeply embedded within culture that that tends to be more approachable or familiar than starting with stocks or equities or bonds.
But the general theme of how long they're much more long-term investors compared to men. That's also another theme we've been seeing.
They sell way less.
Interesting. I don't know. I just find it fascinating. Not that, you know, we definitely want to put people in different categories, but I think it's interesting to kind of notice these different trends that you see. And you talked about crypto. I wanted to ask you both, you know, what should we be feeling right now if we're listening to this episode in terms of investing? Because there's a lot of turmoil, there's inflation, the stock market, you know, is up, down, backwards everywhere. The housing market's kind of crazy. The cost of living has gone up, you know. Should we be investing no matter what? Like, do we block out the noise? You know, there's a lot going on in the crypto markets too. Like, what should we generally be thinking about during this time?
I think you always have to go back to the fundamentals, right? And like first principle thinking. So seeing all this, seeing everything that happened in 2020, 2021, and now as we're quote unquote entering a downturn, it's knowing that the market is moody, it has cycles, but you as an individual and as an investor have to be neutral. And you have to kind of stick to your thesis. And that's what even I say when we say invest in what you believe in for the long term, because I truly believe Apple is a company that's going to probably be around at least for the next 50 years. So I'm not selling my investments there. I also believe in cryptocurrency, and I'm not selling there. And so having that sense of neutrality and going back to your fundamentals and your own personal thesis is so important.
And I also like to look at when markets are in a downturn as things are on sale. Yeah. So I like to say that it's a better time to buy.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I want to talk about Alinea, but before we do, I want to hear a little bit about each of your journeys in investing. Tell me about, like, how did you get, I know you're both in your 20s. Tell me about how you got interested in investing and then how you both kind of figured out that there's something broken that we need to try to fix.
Oh, yes. Yes. Big story here. Started investing my first stock at the age of 15 for my father. I invested in Inditex because I loved buying clothes at Zara and I wanted to own a piece of the company. So that was my first investment. My second was in Apple. I started building my portfolio out by going through my father, essentially. And then was interning on Wall Street and was really frustrated to see that none of my girlfriends in school were ever talking about investing or knew what investing meant. And I'll let Anam share hers.
Yeah, for me, I'd always seen my immigrant father have like Jim Cramer on and watching like the stock market. And there was some interest there. And I knew it was something I had to do in life. But I think what was really frustrating and what was the aha moment was when I went to my internship at Citigroup, my junior summer of college, and just saw, you know, a male intern next to me. And he's like, I've made thousands of dollars. I started investing at the age of 13. He had paid off some of his college tuition. And I was like, wow, like, why has no one told me about this? Like, this is so incredibly frustrating. So felt a lot of FOMO there, felt left out. And when I tried to talk to my friends or people around me about it, there just really wasn't like resources. Like, you don't necessarily want to go into Google and figure it out. You want to talk to people around you about it and have guidance and hear what other people are doing, and just really felt that was missing for me.
Yeah, we really had a lack of community when we were in school at Columbia University with our female friends around us that didn't know anything from the S&P 500 to what cryptocurrency stood for.
Interesting. Yeah, I know. I think it's for so many people, it feels like, I don't know, it feels like almost like a foreign language, right? And it's tough to understand. And so that in itself kind of creates fear. But then you see other people making money. So then there's that FOMO aspect. And it's just, I think what's really important is that people are getting an education. And you talked about this idea of coming up with your own thesis on investing, like what's important to you? How do you feel if the market goes down, or do you are you looking at it like stocks are on sale or not? So, you know, coming up with how you actually feel, I think is so important, right? Like this is it's important to take some time and really think about that.
Absolutely. And I think especially in times like we have right now, it's so important to have a community that you can turn to with thousands of people who are in the same place. And you want to be able to have those conversations. You want to be able to rely on other people. And that's where Alinea started, essentially.
Yeah. And I want to talk about, you're both obviously female founders. As a female ex-founder myself, I really feel in good company here in this conversation, but I also know how hard it is. I know how hard it is to raise money. I know how hard it is to get people to take you seriously, especially when you're young. What has it been like to be female founders in a really largely male, like financial technology industry?
Oof.
I know we can all take a collective breath because I understand without you even having to say anything.
I think it's important that we're here. And I think every morning we wake up and we know a product like Alinea has to exist. And I think that drives us. That's the motivator. Because we know if we don't build this, nobody's going to build it. And so we understand our community, we understand our audience, and we know a platform like Alinea needs to exist in the world.
Hmm. And curious, have you both gotten any like pushback on being young and wanting to kind of change this idea of investing? I mean, have people been outright, have they said anything to you what's your perception? Yeah.
Day and night, people are like, the world doesn't need another investing app. Like, wow, this isn't different. Like, why do you need this? How is this going to do anything?
Yeah. Why is this important?
Why is this important?
Yeah. You're so young. What do
Go
you know
do something
life?
With NFTs. Yeah. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. So what do you tell them? Like, what's your comeback?
I mean, we know this is a real problem. Like, we tell them, like, we talk. Like, we've talked to thousands and thousands
of... And we're our own customer at the end of the day. We're building for ourselves, and we're building because we have this problem and because we know millions of other young people in the country have this problem as well. Not just young people, right? And so... the motivation and the passion is there, and it's not going anywhere.
I like that. I like persistence for sure, and strength that you know what you're doing. So how did you come up with the concept of Alinea? Because I know it's been called like TikTok meets Spotify meets Robinhood. Like, how did you actually sit down and kind of design what you wanted this to look like?
Well, it was easy for us because we started this as a class project. And so we walked out of the class with this 100-page business proposal. Obviously, not all elements are incorporated today, but really the vision then was to still have a community-driven investing platform that had education, that had social elements, that didn't feel bro-y or video gamey. That was more qualitative than quantitative in some ways.
That felt welcoming.
So we had this vision from the really start, and we just continued to talk to our community members and just build what they wanted and what they needed.
And how are you seeing, I get the piece of financial literacy. That's something that's really important to me. Obviously, the reason why I do this show is I want people to have knowledge and to have options and to have choices and know that personal finance really is personal, so you can pick what's going to work for you. How have you found that piece of adding in financial literacy like play a role in people's investing journeys?
I mean, it's so incredibly important. So we have these like circles at the top of the app that resemble Instagram stories. And right there, you can get a quick crash course on what it means to invest, how to invest, why it's important.
What are cryptocurrencies? What's in the news today? So we didn't want to make education heavy and things that you couldn't grasp. So we made it as visual and as kind of bite-sized as possible.
And we always get really positive feedback on that. Like, thank you for thinking that, you know, I came into this app and I needed this. So thank you for having that there. Made me feel comfortable. And it really addresses that first like lack of confidence issue.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Yeah, and how do you take on apps like Robinhood? Maybe there's a better way for me to phrase this question, but I know just over the last couple of years, there's been quite some instances with Robinhood where they've frozen trading, and you know, a lot of people have been very unhappy, and they primarily had a younger audience. And so, you know, what used to be very hot about an app like Robinhood now is maybe some lukewarm interest. So, how do you kind of come out of the gate and say, you know, we're going to do things a little bit different and we're going to do it more in favor of this community aspect.
I mean, we are the anti Robin Hood, right? So if you're unhappy with Robin Hood, download Alinea, come on over. And we really built this out of a frustration that we didn't have a platform that we felt like we could call our investing home. And so
Robin Hood felt very gamified, very transactional. And so everything that we've built is to be the opposite of Robin Hood, from the community aspect that we've built into the app, to the education,
to the playlists,
to the playlist feature, to the colors we use, to the lack of red and green that you see on there. It's really been intentional.
That's interesting. I would have never have thought about the red and green, but you're right. Like that, those two colors immediately, especially with investing, they have deep feelings inside of us. So I think that's really interesting that you thought about that intentionally, because so much of money, and I say this a lot on the show, so much of money is behavioral. It's our mindsets, how we think, act, and feel about money. Like, how do you see that play into people's investing?
I think you're 100% right. Investing is emotional. It has to do a lot with feelings. And we want people to feel in this neutral, positive state when they're on the platform. I think when you see these colors, like red and green, you're triggered. You're not in a neutral state. You're either in a state of greed or in a state of fear. And we don't want people making decisions based on greed or fear. We want them in this neutral, positive state where they're able to think clearly, where they're able to think creatively and analytically. So that has always been incredibly intentional with how we've designed the platform.
And what's been, what's been so interesting is that people describe being on the Alinea app as a peaceful and zen experience, while on Robinhood as an anxiety-inducive experience.
Okay, I mean, there's your choice, right? I like that a lot. Another thing I really wanted to ask you about, because I think this is really interesting, is I know that you incorporate rewards as well and see those as being like a benefit specifically for young and first-time investors. And I know that I talk a lot about rewards when I'm talking about, you know, how you're intentionally spending your money every month, that you need to build in some sort of reward because otherwise this just feels chore-like. Tell me about rewards and like why that's such an important piece of investing.
Yeah. Rewards are extremely important. Something we're currently trying to experiment on and figure out the best ways to implement them on the platform. But a lot of the behavioral psychology we're seeing essentially is the hardest step for someone isn't to create an account, a brokerage account. It's to make that first investment, right? It's to take that first step into buying that first stock. Or adding funds into their brokerage account, even if it's as little as $1. So adding in rewards is usually the way that you can help the first-time investor, or that person that's been on the sidelines, really get started and really feel more comfortable and confident with investing.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, everybody loves a good reward. Yeah, so you've been on this journey. You've been developing Alinea that kind of came out of this class project, which I think is just so cool. Tell us, how has investing, the practical act of investing, like how has this changed both of your lives?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, investing has allowed us to create side wealth, like generate some wealth for ourselves that's just not only through our salaries. But I think it's allowed us to follow with geopolitical events much more. It's allowed us to have conversations about what's going on in the world. It's allowed us to know what market trends are interesting to look at. And it's allowed us to own a piece of a company in the brands that we love.
Yeah, curious, Anam, if you have any follow-up to that.
I think it makes you a more worldly and aware person, because when you're investing, you naturally want to know, well, what's happening with my investment? That kind of brings you back to what's happening in the world, what's happening in the markets. So I just think it makes you a more well-rounded and more educated and aware person.
Mm. I like that a lot. Well, I've really loved this conversation. You both are incredibly smart. You definitely have your crap together. And you really make investing sound just way more accessible for us, fun, intentional. And those are all words that I'm super passionate about. I want to throw this out to each of you. If you could change one perception or false belief about investing, what would that be?
That it's hard. That it's quantitative or technical.
Well, I am confident that you both are out there helping us all become more confident with investing. I would love for you to tell everyone listening, if they're interested in Alinea or just learning more about investing, where do they go to connect?
On our website would be the best place to go and find out about us. It's alinea-invest.com. We have a Slack community that's open to thousands of investors that we can help answer any investing questions to get them started. We have the app, of course, that's available there, and all of our social media, which is also another source of education.
You know, talking to Eve and Anam, it really reminds me a lot of myself at 25. I really wanted to make a difference in a world and create my own path. And they're doing the same things. I was so impressed that they took this school project and they turned it into this company that is shaking up the world of investing. They got me thinking a lot about how I approach investing and why it's important to invest in companies that I already know, trust, and that really align with my belief system. So I hope you start thinking about that as well on your own investing journey. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a few friends right now, someone who you know would also love to hear about their story. And if you could do me a favor and head to whatever platform you're listening to this episode in right now and leave us an honest review for the show, that would mean so much to me. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.